I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is accepting listings for the 2017 Colorado Hay Directory. The annual publication connects hay producers with buyers, as CDA marketing specialist Wendy White explains.
For 31 years, the Colorado Department of Agriculture has been publishing the annual Colorado Hay Directory, and we're currently accepting listings until June 16th. There's a $25 listing fee, but the publication is a great way to connect our Colorado hay producers with buyers, not only within Colorado, but buyers from across the country. We get a lot of calls from livestock and horse owners from around the nation looking for Colorado hay. The directory will be available in August at CSU Extension Office. We have them available at various horse and livestock events and activities, as well as the National Western Stock Show, Colorado State Fair, Colorado Farm Show, as well as on our website at coloradoagriculture.com/hay.
Discussing NASS Crop Progress Report released on Monday, here's Lindsay Burnet from the USDA office in Greeley.
Warmer weather to finish the week accelerated planting and crop development in areas that were hindered earlier in the week. Moisture received continues to aid pasture crop and soil moisture conditions, but some localities reported severe weather. Throughout most of the state, livestock are doing well, with many being moved to summer pasture. Stored feed supplies were rated 5% short, 87% adequate, and 8% surplus.
That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.